I smell something.
Sorry. I had chili for lunch.
It's not you, Uncle Budrick. It's the book. Imagine all the nastiest stuff you can think of. Dead fish, cat pee, artichoke dip. And then set it on fire. That's what this book smells like. But I'm not sure this thing really is a book. It's starting to twitch and tremble. It seems alive. It opened on its own!
And something's coming out of it.
He's right. The book's black pages are breaking free of the binding and rising into the air like windblown leaves. Except leaves aren't this organized. They hover for a moment and then shuffle together to form, well, a face. And then it starts speaking to us.
People come and people go. They look and sound like those you know. But just how certain can you be that you are you and we are we?
And then it's over. The foul smell disappears. The pages fall apart and flutter harmlessly to the floor.
And people wonder why I'm a reluctant reader.
What was that?
I'm not sure I can explain it, but the crystal clearly senses the presence of evil.
So, a book can be evil?
It can if it's a diet book, like the ones that tell you to eat more kale.
Very helpful, thanks. King Conrad?
I think the book has been enchanted in some way.
Enchanted?
But why?
Let's take it to Mumblin. Maybe he can tell us more about it.
A splendid idea, Max. Budrick, please entertain our guest here while Max and I are gone.
Yes, Your Highness. M'lady, here's a little ditty called I'm Just a Knight Whose Armor Is Too Tight.
Ah, okay.